You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Magandang magandang umaga sa iyo, Elmer.
Magandang umaga rin, Ronald, especially sa SBS listener. Ito na naman kami at nakaka-uwi lang galing Pilipinas.
Welcome back, Elmer, dito sa Sydney, dito sa Australia, at siyempre nandiyan ka sa iyong Sunshine Queensland. After almost 4 weeks or more than 4 weeks of personal holidays at saka siyempre to do your mission na football coaching, no, sa Pilipinas. So, pwede bang ikwento mo sa amin yung naging hectic na 4 week schedule mo?
Umalis kami dito ng pamilya para ito nga ituloy yung 6 years anniversary ng Elmer Lucknett Football Academy sa Pilipinas. So we all decide to go home and visit some place where we can help the kids. So first stop, nagpunta kami sa Cebu. From there, we met national coach Glenn Ramos. Stay with them for 2 days. At pagkatapos ng January 3, dumiritso kami lahat sa Bohol. And it was hosted by the Panglao Dolphin Football Club and the BUPA, Bohol Football Association. And the accommodation was really the best place where you can stay in Aluna Tropical Beach Resort and hosted by Mayor Montiveros. So it was really good the first day. Kahit umuulan ng malakas, pro mga 100 kids ang nag-turn up sa Panglao just
wow.
The first day of the football outreach.
Wow, kahanga-hanga. By the looks of it, Elmer, sa kwento mo, mukhang buhay na buhay o lalong nabubuhay ngayon yung football sa Pilipinas. Tingin mo, tuloy-tuloy na ba yan o medyo...
Sa pag kaalaman ko na narinig ko, mayroong 8 na naman na team that will goes to the first division, which is the airports will be included. It is I'm very happy to hear about it. At ito'y mag-umpisa sa March. At sana maging successful itong Philippine Premier League. And sa tingin ko, marami lalong naging interesado sa football dahil alam mo, first time natin nakapasok sa Asian Cup and we have the first goal after 63 years. So, medyo yung mga bata ngayon, medyo excited and I don't even expect na sa mga outreach ko, hindi bumababa sa 100 na mga bata yung nag-tune up. So,
wow.
My kids was very happy and it's also like... opening eyes for them to see the Philippine life.
Did you ever have a chance to meet up o makipagkita din sa mga ASCALs?
I was so very busy doing my thing and they are also sa UEA about that time, which is I supposed to visit them to do the support. But at the same time, the family was decided to do the outreach. And after that, we from Bohol we stay for 4 days, and the place was really nice. And some of the government, the mayor promised to fix the football field. And I think Bohol is one of the perfect place too. My airport na, and the beaches was there, and. The people there from Panglao, especially Ma'am Alma and Ma'am Mitch Lunis, they are the power lady of football in Panglao, who is pushing the grassroots to be worked up. So good luck to them. One of my kids, si Lux, ay babalik doon sa Tuesday to continue his work with the kids.
Okay.
Because we always follow up what we do in the Philippines. So hopefully the academy and initiative in heart of indigenous people, the Philippines will coordinate every time na mayroong project to help these kids.
And Elmer, one of the highlights of your travel is that you were given the opportunity, no, na makipag-meet up sa dati mong mentor o sa mentor mo dati, siya nagdala sa'yo dito sa Australia nung mid-80s dito sa Australia, no, si Coach Juan Cotillas. So, anong feeling after so many years nagkita ulit kayo?
Well, it's so happy to see him alive and still kicking, which is he's 82 years old. So, sa tingin mo, parang 60 years old lang, malakas pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
At simply, he's one of the instrument about how my life is what going now through him. I also bringing the sport that give me life. So I'm very happy to see him again after 8 years. He's living in Malaga in Spain, and I'm very happy to see him and his wife, you see. And also I met Chito Loizaga.
He's a commissioner, no? Si Chito Loizaga is a commissioner sa sports, no? Sports commissioner.
He's the commissioner before. And we are planning to go back on June to work with Brian Curl in his basketball outreach in the Philippines. So I'm very happy that one of these big guy from Australia wants to come back to Philippines where he used to play for the Olympics.
Okay, so hindi lang football lang dadalhin nyo na ngayon, pati basketball dadalhin nyo na rin sa Pilipinas.
Well, Brian Kelly is really adamant to help the indigenous and the street kids in the Philippines. So any sport, not only football. So probably it's time to restore the basketball between Philippines and Australia.
Pero okay lang sa iyo yun na hindi football ang dalhin niya. Pero alam ko, ikaw si Mr. Football, ang love mo siyempre, preference mo siyempre, football.
Well, you know, like any sport that can help the Philippine kids in order, you know, to change their life. Pwede naman natin na i-share. So basketball man o football, so wala naman tayong against basta any sport that can help the kids. We are really lucky to have some people that wants to help.
Okay, so kailan babalik si Mr. Football Elmer Lacknet Bedillas sa Pilipinas?
So we I'll be in Balestin on June 7, and then we're going around probably to Maguindanao and Malay to visit Coach Cloud, and Mindoro to visit Coach Ludwig Puntibilla, and of course to see the academy growing in Manila. It's all about help. It's not all about money. It's all about to help the sport grow in the Philippines. So thank you sa SBS, because of them nagawa ko na umuwi because of their help.
Well, you deserve the money you earned. You know, man, kami dapat magpasalamat sa iyo. Ano, you're talking about the compensation that we gave you when you covered the World Cup, no? Sa susunod ulit.
Well, it's a big help. So, thank you, and hopefully one day, and of course, also sa work ko, which they provide some soccer ball to bring to Philippines, which is a big help. And also, especially to my family and my kids' girlfriend who come with me and have a look and help the football academy celebrating the 6-year anniversary. So hopefully, in God's will, there's more to come.
And, okay. Yes, good
thank
luck.
Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you again for your time, Elmer, and good luck sa'yo, Mr. Football.
Thank you, in sa SBS, and God bless.
Okay.
From Mr. Football.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Elmer.
Okay, bye-bye, Ronald.
Okay, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.